Well, let's meet our next guest on the Sunday Supplement. His name is Michael Keithley, but he's known as PK, and he's involved with the HMS Courageous exhibit, which, as many people will know, is a decommissioned nuclear submarine, which you obviously served on, PK.
Yeah, I served on it from 1970 when it was building up in Barrow-in-Furness, and I left it in Devonport 1974 when she was having her mini refit, if you like,
okay.
DD known as.
And the submarine service in general is one that has a lot of mystique about it, but you're attempting to demystify it by, well, firstly, showing people around the boat, and secondly, putting together a DVD, which is what we want to talk about today, really.
That is totally correct. And a lot of people are very, very interested in not only the mechanics and the operational side, but sometimes the domestic side of, you know, what we ate, how we ate, on watches, galley routines, ditching rubbish, and et cetera.
I know, there's so much of the sort of minutiae of daily life that must be really have to be well thought out if you're going to live in a metal box for a number of months.
Yeah, it's got to be fairly disciplined.
Yeah.
So that, for example, rubbish, or gash as we called it, had to be collected from around the submarine, put into the gas ejector space, sorted out like we do nowadays.
So you were ahead of us on recycling. Yeah.
Well, not quite.
Well, sorting, anyway.
Sorting. And then, to put it bluntly, it was all put in a tin can and ditched to the bottom of the ocean.
So, which is still there now, I imagine.
Well, yeah, but most of it will have degraded away over time.
Yes, yeah.
Nowadays, of course, they redo things differently and they've got to bring back a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Courageous then, because there'll be plenty of people who know it's there, but there'll be others who don't realise we've got a decommissioned nuclear submarine right here in Plymouth. And what's the story with it?
I'll go back a bit. Courageous was on the scene in about 2002 when she was opened up for Navy Days.
Okay.
When we had Navy Days. And she was the best of the boats at that time. Valiant was minus a fin. Warspite was minus a fin. Conqueror had been decimated inside. Most of that is now in the Submarine Museum at Gosport.
Okay.
And Courageous was the best of a bad bunch. So the MOD did some basic maintenance to make her health and safety-wise accessible for the public. And they invited the local Submarine Association for volunteers to help show the public around.
Right. And that's still the case now. Although I must ask you, how do you get on for disabled access? Because you have to have that these days, don't you?
Disabled access, we've thought through. And actually, in the past, it was raised. And there is no way, unfortunately, we could get disabled people physically down the submarine, because there's two accesses, one forward by the fin and one really forward torpedo loading hatches, and there's no way you can get disabled people up and down. However, we are now in the process of getting a GoPro, which is a 360 degree video camera.
Right.
And this is Bob Stone, professor, and he's got Birmingham University interested, and they've been down and they are going to do a GoPro scene, if you like, of each department so that it could be shown ashore to people with disabilities. So that's really, really good.
Yeah, well, it certainly is. Now, let's come on to the DVD that you're putting together, because it's going to be a piece of history, isn't it?
But yes.
But it's expensive.
It's expensive, and we've got Abbey Videos, a local man who's doing it, but it's taking more time than I originally envisaged, such that I'm doing about 6 hours a week with him, just pure editing. And we've got to bring in photographs, animation. We want to do some reenactment. And, of course, clips from old films will be ideal, because we can't move heavy lumps of equipment around, like periscopes going up and down,
yeah,
and viewing through the periscope, etc., etc., like that.
So what you need is the things like BBC Archive, Pathé News, and that comes at a cost. So you're trying to raise the money for that, really?
We are trying to raise the money for that. And we have had some success, but we definitely need more funds for the project to be carried through.
So people are interested in helping you. What's the next step?
The next step is to put it all together, is I would envisage taking at least 9 months. And then, of course, we've got to make sure it's properly security cleared and that everyone of the MOD is happy with what we've got.
Yeah.
And then we want to sell it with Amazon or Waterstones or whoever, and the proceeds from that will be going to naval charities.
I think you'll get a great take-up on that. I think a lot of people will want to buy that, so good luck with it. And just also to say to anyone who's not been on board, there's an open day coming up on Sunday the 23rd.
There is indeed. Usually well attended, depending on the weather, of course.
Yeah.
And it's open from 10 o'clock till, I don't know, 1600-ish. If they want to come along, children must be above 4 foot. They must be above 4 foot because of insurance problems.
Right.
And also, anyone who wants to come down needs to have a passport or a photographic ID, such as a driving licence.
Right.
And be physically fit and agile to be able to get down the submarine and then back up out.
OK. Now, that's a lot to remember, but don't worry, because if you go to RadioPlymouth.com and look at the local page, all the details are there. PK, thank you so much for coming in. Really interesting, and good luck with it. I think, you know, it's taken a long time and it will take a bit more time, but it will be worth it. I'm absolutely sure of that, and I think that it's a great. Oh, there's one other thing we must mention as well. You'd like more volunteer submariners, wouldn't you?
We would indeed.
Yeah.
The whole thing hinges on having submariners to show people around the boat, to conduct the tours. At the moment, we're hovering on the edge of not being able... We don't want to turn people away, effectively.
Yeah.
So we need experienced submariners, whether they're back afties, i.e. engine room, or people up the front end. We need them with a good amount of experience, whether they're serving or retired. They must be agile and they must be fit and they must be able to present themselves to the public.
Very good. Well, good luck with all of that, and thank you so much for coming in to see us. And maybe when the DVD's ready, you'll come back in and update us.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.